Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Paul McCartney doing the Beatles' Birthday, live June 30th, 1990, found on his Tripping the Live Fantastic double CD. As we offer up a very happy birthday to the Beatles' White Album, its official birthday will be November 22nd, when it turns 50. But we all got an early Beatles' birthday gift this past Friday, when the double White Album was released in a six-disc deluxe set. 107 tracks, plus a Blu-ray with various surround sound mixes, along with the album's original mono mix. The White Album was only released in stereo in the U.S. I'm Joe Johnson, welcoming you to a special White Album Beatle Brunch birthday show, featuring the songs and stories of the Fab Four and their friends, on stage, backstage, and in the studio. And today's White Album show is so supersized that we'll have to do what Ringo suggested during the anthology, create two separate shows.
The White and the Whiter Album. A lot of information on a double album.
So today it's the White Album, featuring only newly released alternate takes and demos from the new set, plus alternate versions since 1968. Then, next week, the Whiter Album, selected tracks from discs 1 and 2, the originals, which have all been remixed and remastered, shined up, if you will, by Giles Martin, the newly appointed head of audio sound for Universal Music Group, the arm of the Beatles that's reworking theirs and Paul's back catalog. But let's get going with some newly released fun-to-listen-to tracks, starting with a song from Disc 3, the Escher Demos. 27 songs, fresh from being written in India, recorded at George's house the last week of May 1968. Most would be brought to the studio for an official recording and end up on the White Album. This one found its home as the flip side to Hey Jude, John's Revolution. Here's the demo.
Tell me that it's evil. about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? But don't you know it's gonna be alright? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? You got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do in what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, well, all I can tell you is, brother, you'll have to wait. But don't you know it's gonna be alright? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Song Revolution.
Yeah.
You wanted to change a few of the words from count me in to count me out, or count me out to count me in.
No, I have both versions. Revolution, there's three versions. Number one, number two, and number nine. Number nine's an abstract picture of Revolution. Number one was the single because the other boys didn't like number... No, the number two is the single because the other boys didn't like number one. They said it wasn't fast enough, so I made it fast. And sometimes I said count me in, count me out. The thing I regret was making a reference to Chairman Mao, which might spoil any chances I have of going to visit China, like those ping-pong people do. I'd love to go and see what's happening there. But I wrote the Chairman Mao line in the studio because I didn't have any words. What I was trying to say to the Maoists, or anybody that wanted to change the world, why go and stand in front of a policeman with a red communist flag in your hand and a big suit and all like that, and then get hit? I thought it was unsubtle. So in the song, I wasn't putting down revolution. I was saying, isn't that a bit unsubtle? But if you want to really change the thing, do it subtly in a way that the establishment can't attack, therefore they can't kill it.
Come in me cosmically conscious. Cosmically conscious with me. Come in me cosmically conscious. Cosmically conscious with me.
Paul McCartney's Cosmically Conscious, a song that takes him back to 1968 in India, where he, John, and George consciously wrote more than 40 songs, brought them home from India, and began working them up in late May 1968. You'll find all 27 Escher demos on Disc 3 from the new White Album Remastered. Some of those Escher demos include oddities placed as B-sides, and even songs given to other artists like Sour Milk Sea, given to Jackie Lomax by George. His version was on the Beatles' Apple Records label. See how busy the Beatles were in 1968? Not only traveling to India, then recording songs for the White Album, but also starting the Apple Records label to introduce new artists like James Taylor, Billy Preston, and Mary Hopkin to the world. Ah, those were the days, and we've got lots more coming up. I'm Joe Johnson. Stay with me as I highlight the Beatles' remixed, remastered White Album's bonus tracks. Coming up, one of the best, not saved for last like you'd think it should be.
Come along now. Put all those toys away. It's time to jump into bed and go off into dreamland.
Just wait till the kids hear what Ringo's got up his pajama sleeve. A bedtime song so good, it will keep you up when we come back. Customers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668. Call or click today to find out if you could save hundreds on your car insurance.